All of Serafin Kasongo's fish are dead. He says he farmed them in this pool until acid leaked from a nearby mine here in the Democratic Republic of Congo. He says it killed the plants and that he found the fish floating. It was 8 months ago. He says he can't afford to clean the pools and replace them.
I feel pain because this is how we pay school fees for our children. This is how we always lived. Now they've done this, we have nothing to do.
Next to the pools, Serafin grows cabbages, but they're stunted and inedible. He says the acid spoiled the soil. His neighbours say the same. His community lives near an industrial cobalt and copper mine called KCC. Most of the world's cobalt comes from Congo, extracted at mines like this. They use large quantities of acid to separate cobalt from rock. Rights groups say spills are common and environmental regulation is almost non-existent.
This pipe is one of the places that the acid spilled out of the mine. The mine's just on the other side of this embankment. Serafin's farm is about 2 kilometres down this stream, and all of the people that we've spoken to in the communities here whose fish pools, farms and livelihoods were spoiled say they still haven't been compensated.
The mine belongs to Swiss trading and mining giant Glencore, which supplies cobalt to US electric car maker Tesla for its batteries. Glencore said it accidentally spilled electrolytes here a month after the acid. Its workers scattered lime to neutralize some streams and rivers, but activists say it was too little too late. Emmanuel Mpula has been researching the impacts of the spills. He says dozens of people's livelihoods have been destroyed, and he's documented cases of coughs, headaches and skin burns caused by the acid, which Glencore denies are connected.
What we are calling Glencore to do is to identify all victims and to find how to repair, how to make compensation.
Glencore told Al Jazeera in a statement that it had tested waterways after the spills and found their pH level to be neutral, that fish likely died for an unrelated reason, and that conditions in vegetable gardens had not been impacted. Emmanuel doesn't buy it.
The good way to save the image is to recognize the problem and to fix it. It's not to hide it.
Millions of dollars worth of cobalt are trucked out of Congo every day. Glencore mines about a fifth of it. It recorded trading profits of more than $3 billion last year. Serafin says he and his family have lost most of their income. There's a handful of big winners in Congo's rapidly growing cobalt industry. Serafin's not one of them. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Chamandenda, Democratic Republic of Congo.